Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Max Newland. He is the president of Brain Co. And for the last decade, he has spent his entire life studying neuroscience and neurotechnology. And in fact, being the president of Brain Co., he is working on projects to help amputees with prosthetic hands, but also working on a brain sensing device that can help us with calm and focus, known as Focus Calm. And so today we're going to be talking about his Focus Calm product and what it can do for you and how it's helping Formula One drivers and world-class athletes to focus under extreme stress. Now, you might be thinking, well, I'm not a Formula One driver and I'm never going to be an athlete, but that's okay, because all of us need to focus under pressure in some certain cases, but also we're living in a stress society. And really getting ahead of the game with your health really has a lot to do with how well you can focus and remain calm. So helping your body to manage stress, but also keep this calm going to not have the negative impacts that stress has on your health. Not only that, so many people are coming in to me, seeing me and going, gosh, doc, I think I have ADD. There's something going on with my brain. I think my brain's broken. But really, a lot of this really is our lack of ability to help train our brain to manage stress more effectively. And that's really what Max is here talking about, how you can train your brain the same way you train your body to help you be more calm and focused. So let's talk about Focus Calm and introduce you to Max Newland. One of the best things you can do to improve your health is get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every single night. I know, it's hard to get that much sleep. Your mind keeps you awake, you're thinking about things, you get uncomfortable, you wake up early, and you just can't fall asleep again. There are hundreds of reasons why you can't get 7 hours of quality sleep every single night, and I've probably at least told you 100. But hey, listen, it's super important because your body heals itself when you sleep. And if you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease and making it harder to lose weight. Yes, weight. Would you like to know an easy way to get more quality sleep every night? Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Believe it or not, around 75% of people don't have enough of it, which helps explain why so many people have sleep problems. Unfortunately, most magnesium supplements are not full spectrum, so they won't fix your magnesium deficiency or help you sleep better. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, sleep-enhancing effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed and you will be amazed by how much better you sleep and how much more rested you feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners of the Health Fix Podcast, you guys want to go over to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. And you can save up to 42%. Yes, that's right, 42% savings on Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. Hey there, health junkies. I have Max Newland on, and we're going to be talking about his device called the Focus Calm. This is so fascinating. And granted, you know, he is the president of Brain Co. I talked about it in the intro, but man, as you guys know, if you've been listening to the podcast for some time, we talk about the Muse, the brain sensing headband, but this one here is a new twist on the old thing that I've been using. So gosh, Max, thanks for coming on and chatting with me.
Of course, I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, let's dive in first, because I was looking through your bio, and of course, I stalk everybody that comes on the podcast because that's what I do. And I'm like, man, this guy's been in neuroscience for a long time, and he is a young guy. So what interests you in neuroscience way back in the day? Like, were you a kid when you started to get into this? Like, where did this whole thing start?
Yeah, The whole neuroscience bend actually started when I was really young. I was taking martial arts and studying the different ways that you can do martial arts really well. And a big part of that is the mental side of the game or the mental side of training. So we actually meditated at the beginning of every single class. So starting when I was 6 years old, I'd be doing meditation just for a couple of minutes, a few times per week. And one of the themes in martial arts is that your mind dictates your performance. The more focused you are, the more present and concentrated you are, the better you're going to perform. I think that's true in a lot of sports, but it's certainly front and center in martial arts because meditation does play a role. So I started to understand the importance of the mind for performance, and through high school, started to explore other meditation traditions, started to understand how meditation and different types of mind training can unlock certain abilities as it relates to well-being and performance from what I learned in martial arts, and kind of continued down this path. And ended up in some neuroscience research labs and eventually at BrainCo.
Oh wow. It's funny, a lot of kids will start off, parents, shuttle them over to the martial arts class, and I think some of the kids grasp the idea of trying to focus the mind, but I think for the majority of them, it isn't really integral, right, to their life. And I almost think to myself, as you're saying this, I'm like, wow, we should have Focus Calm at all of the, we should do a joint venture here. I'm creating your future for you. I'm like, what if every kiddo started out with this, as a part of their training? I think that would be fascinating. I wonder if we would have less ADD and ADHD.
It's really funny you mention that. Kids tend to be really good at this type of training. So just for people to kind of get the context, Focus Calm is a brainwave sensing headband that quantifies how relaxed and at ease your mind is on a score from 0 to 100, where 0 means your mind looks really busy, maybe even stressed, and a really high score closer to 100 means your mind looks really calm, really relaxed, really at ease. And the training in Focus Calm combines meditation, combines sports psychology, combines these different brain games. And what we found is kids are really good at seeing their score, understanding what they need to do internally to alter their score. So for example, we have this brain game where the more you relax, the higher this rocket ship will start to fly. If you put that in front of a kid, they go, "Oh, I know exactly how this works." And within a few seconds, they start calming their mind down. Maybe they just listen to a meditation and learn a technique. They start to apply it. They see the rocket ship go up. If it starts to drop because their mind gets a little busy, they'll take a breath in and they like just obviously kids love games. So they just zone in on this. And this type of training, this gamified approach, really connects with kids.
Oh man, I think all of us have that inner kid within us. I mean, as soon as you said rocket ship going up, I was like, ooh, now that's exciting. Because I've used the Muse for a while, and with that, it's more working on like wave sounds and things of that nature. But gamifying things does, I think, even for adults, I think we're just all wired that way to want those games and play that at heart. So what, let before I start, oh, it's so hard because I want to know about the games, but I do want you to tell folks a little bit more about, let's back up. Guys, we'll get to the games because it's always about getting your inner child on this podcast. But tell us a little bit about how the brain sensing headband works and like what, how does it detect brain waves by just being placed on your head?
Okay, so this is super cool. Your brain is made up of billions of neurons, your brain cells, they're called neurons. And one way in which they communicate is through electrical signals. So right now, your brain is producing electrical activity and it makes its way from your brain to your scalp. So right now on your scalp, there are these tiny little electrical signals. When you put the headband on, it has these gold-plated sensors. It conducts the electric signal. And based on the different features of the signal, we can tell if your brain looks really relaxed or really active. And an easy way to think about it is like this. If you're feeling really anxious, it's not hard to imagine that maybe your brain, your neurons, your brain cells are firing really, really quickly, right? There's a lot going on, a lot of activity. Versus if you're really relaxed, maybe your brain's firing at a little slower of a rate. Or if you're asleep and not dreaming, maybe it's going even slower. And so we have different frequency bands or brainwave categories, we might call them, that can classify these different states. And our approach actually uses a little bit more of an advanced artificial intelligence angle to quantify these brain states using over 1,000 features from your brain signal every single second to quantify how relaxed and at ease you look, your brain looks, or maybe how busy or active your mind is. So the headband's a passive detection device. It's kind of like a heart rate monitor for your brain. And we present this score on a mobile application, the FocusCom app, show you your score in real time. It's moving second by second. And through understanding your internal state, through practicing the different techniques, through playing the games that are in the app, you get a better sense of control over getting your brain into that desired state, that relaxed and focused state. So that's how the headband works. And that's how it connects with the app.
Wow. That's cool. I think a lot of people don't realize that you are an electrical being first and foremost, and then how we put those signals off and how fascinating that actually can be and all the data we can get from that. Now, of course, the first thing that always comes to my mind about all of these different bands, and folks will ask me every single time, so I'm going to get it out of the way right away. What about the EMFs? How have you guys mitigated that? Like, what's the process that you guys have going on in that department?
Sure. And some broader context for everyone. The core technology is called EEG. If you've ever seen a picture with someone with a bunch of wires coming off their head, maybe they were in a sleep study, or maybe some doctors were looking at a patient with epilepsy or a different seizure activity. It's that same technology that's been around for over 100 years. So doctors and hospitals have been using this for different types of research. Again, because it's a passive measure, nothing is going into the brain. We're just measuring what your brain's naturally producing. So this technology has been around for 100 years. We've refined it. We've made it really accessible. We've made it really affordable. We've made it very easy to use. But the core technology has been around for decades and has been proven to be safe. So if you use a cell phone to make phone calls, the headband is significantly weaker than your cell phone. And the use case isn't to wear it all day. The use case is to do your brain training for a few minutes per day. Just like you would get your workout in, you can get your brain training in to help yourself develop those states of focus and relaxation. So from a safety point of view, it's been well tested, well proven for decades in a variety of different settings. We've done lots of different safety testings. We're CE certified, FCC certified, all the different things that you need to do in order to really show that this technology is safe and easy to use.
Okay. Thank you for our public service announcement. Now I want to get to the brain game stuff because, of course, you know, that's the fun stuff. So we talked about the rocket ship. What other things can folks expect to find in terms of the app and working on their brain, and what kind of little games can they do?
Yeah, so this is really cool. So people who are familiar with the Muse or meditation in general know that meditation works really well. At least it works for most people. And we firmly believe that because of all the literature and all the research that is out there around meditation, that it's a really great tool for mental training. The truth is, there are a lot of other mental tools that you can use if maybe meditation isn't for you, or maybe you want to try and explore new ways of training your brain. And FocusCom provides a platform for people to find what works for them. What does calm and focus mean for you? So we have meditations where you can listen to the meditation and see your FocusCom score. We have brain games like the one I described, where the more you relax your brain, the higher the rocket ship goes, or maybe the faster the race car goes. Or we have different experiences that people can watch videos that they power with their brain. So as they relax, different videos will play. And all those types of games are called calm games because they help you build that mental muscle of relaxation. So after you've done a calm game or a meditation and you want to try something new, we also have focus games that challenge your ability to stay calm under pressure. And the way those work is like a brain game that maybe you've played before, like a memory game or a sustained attention game or a decision-making game where you have to react quickly. Those games target your executive functions. So things that you and I use every single day, pattern recognition, reaction time, things like this. So we're targeting your executive functions to train them while at the same time promoting you to get into a state of relaxation. And this is kind of the magic of FocusCom, what I'm about to describe. We take people through this process that I was just kind of laying out. Meditations, so they can learn how to relax their mind. The calm games, so they can practice or strengthen relaxing their mind. And then the focus games, so they can challenge themselves to be calm under pressure. Because, and this is the key, being a good meditator is awesome. It's nice. It's good to be able to relax. But sitting on your meditation cushion and relaxing by yourself is very different than going out into the world, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you have a stressful job or you're an athlete, we all know what it's like to live in a chaotic world. So what we want, what we've designed Focus Calm to do is train people to learn how to relax their mind, strengthen that ability, and then use the focus games to challenge themselves to stay calm under pressure. So these games really do kind of get you going, and you have to use your cognitive abilities that you and I will use on a daily basis. But in order to get a high score, you have to simultaneously remain relaxed so that the users can start to transfer this ability of being calm, not just being calm, but being calm while they need to be on. And this kind of mode of simulating higher pressure situations or situations where you need to use your cognitive abilities came from our work with Formula One race car drivers and our partner called Formula Medicine, which wanted to, again, create scenarios to help train these Formula One race car drivers to not just be relaxed, but be relaxed going 200 miles an hour. And these cognitive games, I wouldn't say they're the same as going 200 miles an hour, but they do get you focused. They do get you kind of targeted, and to learn the skill of being calm under pressure, or to be calm even when you need to be on and using these executive functions, is something that sets Focus Calm apart from other types of brain training platforms.
That's what, you know, really drew me in when I was pitched to have you on the podcast was the Formula One training. My dad was a race car driver back in the day. Like, he's 86 now, but they were doing open wheel racing, and it was like, you know, just to concentrate in that kind of realm, it's got to be crazy. But, you know, I find that, unfortunately, many of us are somewhat in race car races, if you will, during the day, you know, whether we create our own race car race, you know, our own environment of stress or not. I find that that's the hardest thing for folks. Yeah, you can meditate all you want and chill. And then what about the, you know, next 23 hours of your life? You know, what's going to happen? And so I love the part where like being calm under pressure. This is where I think so many people are struggling to get out of sympathetic mode and really understand where's that balance between the two. And obviously you guys figured that out with your training there.
Yeah, I think that's the real magic, or that's the real next step that we're focused on. And to that end, just as another example, all the training that you do with Focus Calm, you can do with your eyes open. So a lot of meditation apps prompt you to close your eyes, which again is a great way to relax. And you can do the meditations with your eyes closed, but we wanted Focus Calm to be something that is more like real life, that really does train you for that other 23 hours of the day when you're not meditating. So all the different training you do with your eyes open to promote this transfer of skill. It's really about transferring the skill from the brain training that you're doing, the meditations, the sports psychology, the different games you're playing into the rest of your life. And so again, to that end, you can do the training with your eyes open. And I think that's why a lot of athletes like Focus Calm and use Focus Calm. So we have lots of pro teams that use Focus Calm because it is about the real world application. I think that's also why a lot of meditators like Focus Calm, because they have probably built the skill of relaxation through their meditation practice. And now they want a new way to express that skill, or a new way to challenge themselves, or a new way to explore using it in the rest of their day. Or even for people who don't have a meditation background or experience, I think it connects with them where they are, because mm-hmm. it's an eyes open experience, because there's games, because it's a toolbox where you can explore and learn, and it's not only meditation. I think that's why we connect with these different types of users.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, as a doctor, I focus a lot on perimenopausal, menopausal women, and they're coming in and going like, doc, I can't focus anymore. My brain is all over the place. And I mean, we have research that shows the brain starts to decline, especially in some of the executive functions. And so I'm thinking like, you know, could this be an anti-aging type of device as well?
Yeah. You know, all of our studies so far, what we have measured are reductions in anxiety, reductions in burnout, and improvement in well-being. And for the pro athletes, we've also seen improvement in visualization abilities. We've done some studies with teachers as well that have shown specific outcomes for burnout in education settings. So we're really looking at the well-being outcomes. And for the visualization side, I guess that also touches on the performance side too. As it relates to cognitive decline, We have some studies that we're planning. We haven't published anything around that yet, though it wouldn't surprise me if this holistic type of training that includes meditation, it includes these different brain games, would provide a variety of benefits. But we'll have to wait until we actually do the study to be able to make any statements around cognitive decline.
So studies are in the works is what we'll tell folks at this point. I saw that you had a special interest with Parkinson's. I'd seen that on the bio, and I definitely have some folks that are close friends who are dealing with their dad having Parkinson's recently diagnosed, and we're going, huh, could this help? Could this be of benefit?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think the big picture is good things are good for you, right? Mm-hmm. So doing meditation, doing these different wellness practices, they're going to help in a variety of ways. And if you can even just reduce your stress and do these types of brain games that help you reduce your stress, that's going to have a qualitative impact on your well-being and on your life. That's why I think, you know, even if people are coming at it from certain specific angles, even just having a tool to in your toolbox to improve your well-being is going to have a ripple effect on the rest of your life.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Would you mind telling us a little bit of how Focus Calms helped you, kind of how you use it in your personal life and kind of how you've come to utilize it?
Yeah. So there are users like me who love to explore and do experiments. So we have all the training that I told you about already. The other part of the app allows you to do experimentations and explore. We have a feature called the tracker. And when you turn on the tracker, it just starts to record your Focus Calm score, and you can see it over time on a graph. And then you can go do whatever you want to do. You can do your own meditation. You can do some gentle yoga. You could do reading. You could try to answer your work emails. You could listen to music. And after you're done, you get a report on what your brain activity was like, and you can take some notes. You can tag it with different tags that either we provide, or you can create custom tags. And then you can start to see your history of what your brain activity is like when you're doing different things. And this has allowed me to figure out what type of music gets me relaxed. It's helped me figure out what type of social interactions change my brain activity in different directions. It's allowed me to explore with different types of meditations and what they do to my brain. And it's also helped me to see doing work emails very frenetically does to my brain, which you can imagine is not a very calming activity. But it's a really cool mirror, or it's a really cool way to understand yourself. And that's what I really, really love. I'm doing another experiment right now where I put the headband on in the morning. I get into the Focus Calm zone so I can see my score go up. And then when my score is really high, I think about what I want my day to be like. And I set an intention for what I want my day to be like. And the theory is being in that relaxed state and setting my intention from there will have a stronger effect than just kind of thinking about it in the morning. So the way that I look at Focus Calm is certainly a training tool, but it's also an experimentation, kind of like a laboratory that I get to go into and see what's going on in my brain and try different things out. I'll give you just a couple quick stories that kind of illustrate this point. For me, relaxing music makes my brain relax. Maybe that's not a surprise to anyone. For other people, it's like metal music or like rock music that gets their brain relaxed. And I think it illustrates an interesting point that we're all different, and we all have different types of stimuli that are going to help us get where we want to be, whether that's that relaxed state or maybe a more focused state. And doing that experimentation can help validate maybe something that you feel or something you think you know about yourself. I think that's a really interesting point. The other cool experiment, this is maybe my favorite experiment, is we had some people doing a study with us, and we told them about the tracker, and they went home and they came back the next day and they said, I put the tracker on and then my cat walked in the room and I said hi and I started petting the cat, and I looked away from my phone while I was petting the cat, and I looked back and my Focus Calm score was the highest it's ever been. And they're like, of course, right? Petting my cat or my dog, whatever you have at home, is such a soothing experience. And this person got to see their brain change in real time as they were doing that. So it's not just meditation, right? There's music, there's interactions that you can do that help to change your brain in that direction of being calm and focused.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. You know, I think, you know, for a lot of people, when I've worked with folks, you know, we talk about stress triggers, we talk about, you know, getting to know yourself better. I think for a lot of people, it's mind-boggling to really dive in or believe that certain things are that helpful till you have something like this that's like real-time data. Now, everyone can get a hold of the tracker, right? It's okay, good. Sounds like it's not like a special thing to unlock.
Nope.
Everyone can get it.
Yeah. No, it's part of the app.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, I just find that fascinating. Now, a lot of folks that are listening are like, okay, I'm in. This sounds really cool. Can you trade between other people in the family? Can everybody use one of the FocusCom devices, or do we need different ones for different folks?
You can use the same device. The same piece of hardware can be used by multiple users. So we have, you can get your own account for FocusCom. So you can use the same headband, but you can have your own account so that your data stays yours and you can kind of track your changes over time.
That's cool. Now, okay, here's another crazy thought, because I'm kind of thinking in my mind, how can I integrate this into my practice? Is there, because the Muse has the coach app, do you guys have any integrations for doctors or coaches that want to see what someone's calm's looking like and all their FocusCom sessions?
Yeah, we have a team portal. It's a website that you go to, and you log in as a clinician or a coach. And if someone has joined your team, you can assign them different tasks in FocusCom. You can track their progress over time. You can even create custom programs for them. So in FocusCom, we have programs that are three-step processes for dealing with distraction, for getting better sleep, for dealing with performance anxiety. But you know your clients best. Right. So you can actually go in and create custom programs based on all the different exercises that we have and assign them to your clients and see how they're doing over time.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yes, I like this. This is good because I see it as like another way to be able to help folks to make, you know, the observations they need to make changes in their life. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. The self-awareness piece really matters. It's understanding, wow, I can change my brain. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's not that hard. My brain is changing constantly. And based on different decisions I make or different practices I do, I can influence this thing that feels kind of mysterious. But when you can finally measure it, then I know, okay, this is what works for me. This is what calm and focus means for me and how I can get here reliably. And so really kind of shedding light on what's going on in between your ears is super empowering for everybody. We've seen this work for kids. We've seen this work for, you know, elite athletes, you know, Olympians. We've seen this work for and everyone in between. And I think that's a really special moment when someone goes, aha, I can control this thing and I can learn practices and I can get better at controlling my brain. It's really special. Absolutely.
I think it's fascinating. And I think for a lot of people, there is that whole concept of how many books do I have to read to try to train my brain, all these, you know, different tricks and whatnot. I think you can save yourself a lot of trouble by just tapping into your own resources and looking at what your body has to provide. And yeah, I totally believe that, you know, you had mentioned you can train your brain much like you would train a fitness, you know, or train an athlete. You can train your own brain in the same case, which is just fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't take that long either. It's only what we have found is if you spend 7 minutes in the high focus, calm state, that's all it takes. If you can get into that relaxed state, that high focus, calm state for 7 minutes per day, and all of our training helps you do that. If you can hit that 7 minutes per day, that's the magic number for seeing benefits. And all of our studies are based on people completing somewhere between 20 to 25 sessions. Uh-huh. And each session is about 15 minutes of training. So it's really not that big of a time commitment to see these types of improvements.
Wow. Okay. 7 minutes. I'm putting in 7 minutes, but it takes like, cause you got to get in the zone. So like you were saying, 15-ish minutes to get there and seven on top of it, or is it seven within the 15?
So there's two buckets right here. So the first bucket is our research studies. We had people do 15 minutes of training every day. For about 20 or 25 sessions. So that 15 minutes of training is meditations, playing the brain games. And after they've completed these sessions, we looked back at the data and we said, okay, well, how much of that time were they actually in that relaxed state? And what we found was the people who were improving at reducing their burnout, reducing their anxiety, improving their well-being, they were spending about 7 minutes in that high focus calm zone. So in the app, it will show you after every single exercise you do, it will show you how many minutes you spent during that exercise in the focus calm zone. And it will tally it for, you know, your daily goal of 7 minutes. And so it's really about the quality. It's kind of like working out, right? If I go on the treadmill, I'm kind of half-assing it versus if I'm really focused and I do a really efficient workout, right? It's about getting the outcome. It's about being efficient with my time. And so by measuring how many minutes you're spending in that zone, that's how you can be really efficient with your brain training.
Nice. No, it's not that much time. And I think for a lot of people, you know, the questions are always going to be like cost, time, you know, is it worth it, you know, for me? And wow, 15 minutes a day. I mean, we spend more than that scrolling on social media, mindlessly, you know, frying our brains. So why not make it worth your benefit here? So 7 minutes a day. Okay. All right. What other tidbits do you have that I didn't ask you about? Because I'm kind of in my head going like, okay, that blows my mind. What other info do you have that folks might want to know that I haven't asked you about?
Yeah. You know, the other interesting thing is there is a category or a group of people that want to go really deep and want to mm-hmm. understand this even more. And so we've put together a Focus Calm course that takes you through all the background of the neuroscience and to hear from different experts in the field and to get really deep, basically become like a super user of the app and also get you ready or get you prepared to use it with your clients if you're a clinician or if you're a coach. And so we have people going through this course as well. Well, basically what we found was people were using the product, they were getting a lot of benefit, and a lot of people wanted to use it with their clients, but they wanted to feel really confident and prepared to do that well. So we put together this amazing course to take people through how to become basically a focus calm coach. So if people are interested in using it for themselves and they want to learn, we have training for them. If they want to explore, we have the tracker for them. If they want to go really deep and become a focus calm coach, we have a course for them. We have the team portal to manage those relationships with your clients. We're really thinking holistically about how do we support as many people as possible on this wellness journey.
That's awesome. Yeah. So folks, if you're listening right now and you're a coach or you're a doc like me or anybody in that realm that's working with folks, teachers, big time. I think like you were mentioning before, using teachers in this realm would be huge too. Even psychologists and psychiatrists, I would be thinking this could be absolutely beneficial too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So I think a lot of people now are like, all right, what's the investment? You know, what website do I go to? When I was geeking out, I found brainco.tech as being the main site. Is that correct?
So Brainco is the is like the mother company. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And within Brainco, we develop all different types of brain computer interface technology. And FocusCom is one of the brands. But to make it really simple, people just have to go to focuscalm.com. So focuscalm.com, and they can learn more about the product. They can buy it. The headband is $200. And then they can get a lifetime subscription from the website, or if they want to do a monthly or an annual subscription through the app store, they can do that too. So we have different options based on what you want to test out or what you want to invest. But baseline, the headband's only $200 to get started.
And your whole family can use it, folks. You heard that from here. And also, like, the lifetime I saw was like $149. Like, that's less than two people out for dinner these days. So I'm like, why not? why not? Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Now, the other thing that I was curious about here is the course also on the website. Folks could find it there at focuscalm.com.
So if people are interested in the course, they should reach out to me or reach out to us. And we can provide some email contact in the show notes for people to reach out. But yeah, that's kind of a special thing that we're interested in getting more people through, because we have clinicians and coaches using this. And so the thought was, well, how do we prepare them even better? And the course is just awesome. It's like you are going to walk out of that course knowing more about brain computer interface technology, neuroscience, and how to apply this type of technology than 99% of people in the world, probably more, probably 99.999% of people in the world. It's a really, really awesome course. And it's really designed for the coach or clinician that wants to supercharge their practice with a product like Focus Calm.
I love it. I love it. Max, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all the information about Focus Calm. I'm excited about it. I hope folks are going to be too. And guys, we'll have everything at drjkrausnd.com in case you didn't get to write down focuscalm.com. That's pretty easy. I think you guys can remember that. Thanks again. I really appreciate it, Max.
No, thank you. This is awesome.
Wow, the Focus Calm is pretty cool, huh? Well, just wanted to let you know that if you are interested, you can use the code HealthFix10 to get 10% off of your own device. Highly recommend it. I am looking forward to getting mine, and I think it's a good thing to have because so many people struggle with really trying to figure out how to calm themselves in stressful situations. So why not have something that you can use to put you in parasympathetic chill mode more often? It'll help you sleep better. It'll help you just feel more chill, and really believe that it'll help slow down aging too. All right, check it out, HealthFix10, and go over to focuscalm.com. Hey, fellow health junkie, thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.